B'tachan for life, Shir 1236, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Bamidbar. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hatzlacha with Chinuch Habanim. The schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners, and the schus of all of the lives that have been changed, should Be'ezra Hashem send them Hatzlacha in raising their children, La'irach Yom Tovim. We are explaining that the Ramchal is making a diyuk in the pasuk. Lishuascha ki visi Hashem. We have tikva to the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is a demonstration of the Rabbeinu Shlom's chesed. And it's important to understand this. Again, this is something that's way beyond our complete comprehension. But the Ramchal is giving us a little bit of a taste. The Rabbeinu Shlom has many midas. The midah of Yud Kei Vav Kei is first of all Midas HaChesed, Midas HaRachamim, but it's also the name of above nature, of Lamala Min HaTeva. When the Rabbeinu Shlom does things above nature, he uses the name Yud Kei Vav Kei. By Yetzias Mitzrayim, he used it. The name Yud Kei Vav Kei is on one hand Chesed, and on the other hand, it's above nature. And it's very important to understand this. There's another name of the Rabbeinu Shlom that's called Elohim. That is the name of Midas Hadin, and it's also the name of nature, the name of Teva. The Svarim HaKadoshim say Elohim is Gematria HaTeva. In the beginning of Maaseh Bereishis, in the first days of creation, the only name that we see is the name Elohim, Bereishis Bara Elohim. Because the Rabbeinu Shlom created nature with Midas Hadin, and it's very important to understand this. The essence of tikva is to break nature, is to break the Midas Hadin. Now, of course, every nature that we have is really Midas HaChesed of the Rabbeinu Shlom, but we perceive it as din. We're not going to get into that detail right now. Standard nature is din, meaning there's a system. There's a sun, there's a moon, there's rain, there's plants. There's a system that the world runs on. Of course, there's no inherent power to nature like we explained extensively in previous shiurim. But it's a mask, it's a glove that the Rabbeinu Shlom uses. And that glove is called Elohim. It's Midas Hadin because it's very exact and it's natural. Nothing supernatural takes place with the name Elohim. But then there's the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is above nature. And it's the Midas HaChesed. And that's what we want over here. To have tikva, a person, let's say, Rachmana Litzlan, is in a difficult circumstance. The doctors gave up. He is, chas v'shalom, very ill. In the name Elohim, he's stuck. In nature, there's no way out. There's nothing he can do. That's where tikva comes in. Zokter Amchal, your tikva should be to the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, meaning to the Rabbeinu Shlom's Midas HaChesed, which is above nature. And you know why we don't see it? Because when we don't have Bitachon, we don't see the Rabbeinu Shlom operating above nature. The more we bring Bitachon into our lives, the more we will see HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing interesting things for us. Maybe he won't make an open miracle, but he will do many supernatural things for us when we have tikva. That's what the Ramchal is hinting to over here. When you're able to not fall into the trap of nature, to not think that because everybody else gave up, you're giving up also, but rather, lishuascha ki visi Hashem, you're having tikva to the Rabbeinu Shalom, to the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is chesed, and at the same time, it's lamala min ateva, because it's really the same thing. The Rabbeinu Shalom operates with chesed above nature, meaning even though you don't deserve it. So, b'derech hateva, b'derech nature, you shouldn't get it. The Rabbeinu Shalom will give it to you anyway, because he's Yud Kei Vav Kei. Because he's Midas HaChesed. We'll, Be'ezra Hashem, continue elaborating on this idea.